Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Time now for The Drive with Mark Ennis on 93.9 The Ville. The Drive is brought to you by Fitness Market, Louisville's premier location for fitness equipment and in-home saunas. Online at thefitnessmarket.com. Now here's Mark Ennis and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back into The Drive here on 93.9 The Ville. Mark Ennis, Jeff Lightsey Jr. here on a Friday. We are going to do something gas bag a little bit later on as well. So we just want to remind everybody, like, stick around so that we can do that today and not have to scrounge or threaten everybody with Kenny Payne sound that you don't want to hear.
It's like our favorite thing that you do. Like, we're going to threaten you with Kenny Payne sound if you don't call in.
Do you know if Nolan put any draft things out this past couple days?
I didn't see anything from Nolan. Oh, yeah. I didn't.
July 1st, though, he's supposed to have a job, apparently. That's what they keep saying.
Memphis?
Well,
is it going to?
Well, I don't. I mean, that's just like the. Like, why is it.
Or do you mean the newsletter?
Yeah. Just anything. I don't know. Because that's what they. That's like.
Well, a lot of schools, you know, the fiscal calendar kind of turns over.
But that's like the
he's been hired, but his new hire date's like in the future.
Yeah, apparently. So we'll see.
He got a regular ass job.
So come July 1st, we'll see. We'll see if that's the truth or not, because we found out UCF was not true. So we'll see if this Memphis thing's true.
Did want to remind everybody. You know, we talked about TBT. You got the draw now. The roster just about finished, and we know about this team, and we know now. Like, Pat Kelsey finishes up the press conference yesterday. He's like, I forgot to talk about this.
Yeah, you guys didn't ask enough about this.
Yeah, immediately puts a video out. I was encouraged to see that. Mm-hmm. I think it means he's aware of this thing. Mm-hmm. Trying to develop another thing as just kind of an image-building event. And it's just good for the guys. You can get 15% off TBT tickets. Use the promo code TBTLOU15. The TBT, it starts July 20th, so we're about 3 weeks from that. Go out there, order your tickets, TBTLOU15. You'll get 15% off of those tickets there. Let's sell this thing out.
Let's do it. I mean, the regional potential matchup against the Kentucky team is the host site is going to be determined by ticket sales. So, meaning if Louisville wins their region, the La Familia UK team wins their region, whoever sells the most tickets, that will determine where we play. So whether it's at Rupp or at Freedom Hall is going to be determined by how many tickets are sold. So go out, get your tickets, go support the guys.
And you do not want to go to Lexington. Not so at all. That's the sell. Go to the games at Freedom Hall. First one's on a Saturday, so make plans. It's 1 p.m. It's not inconvenient that much.
8150-939 is the number if you want to get in here. Let's kick things off this hour with Steve. Steve, welcome into the Drive, bud. What's up? Well,
he just dropped. Maybe he hung all through the commercial break and then dropped.
What if he called in? What if Steve called, waited through the commercial break just to get that promo code? And it just so happens that I mentioned it before. And he's like, well, I don't need to. Yeah, I can go now.
I'm good.
All right. Well, we didn't get to finish this, but the EA Sports rankings for college football, for the college football game that's coming out here in a couple of weeks, that Clemson at 6.
We got Clemson at 6.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is
I've not seen anyone that thinks that.
What do they say? A legacy play? That's a legacy thing. Like, that's based on high school recruiting and legacy. That's strictly it. That's it.
Others finishing up the top 10. So Notre Dame at 7, LSU at 8, Penn State at 9, Utah 10. A lot of optimism about Utah this year from them. Michigan 11. Florida State at 12. Mm-hmm. So Clemson ahead of Florida State. I haven't seen that in a lot of places either.
And I hadn't seen it in a while either. Like, just in general. Just
13, Miami.
Not this again.
That eye roll, that was quality from you.
Oh, my goodness. Not this again.
14, man. Texas A&M.
The toughest place to play in college football.
That's right. 15, Ole Miss. I would have thought Ole Miss would be even higher.
Easily. Especially over Miami and Texas A&M.
Now we are about to depart this
earth. Looney Tune land? Yeah, here we go. I feel like I know who's next. Is it Colorado?
It is
Colorado. Oh, let's go. Absolutely. I knew it. Once you said Looney Tune land, it was good. I was like, it's got to be Colorado.
Colorado at 16.
Oh, my God.
Iowa 25.
Like, that's just not realistic at all.
So what seems more ridiculous to you, Clemson at 6 or Colorado at 16?
Colorado
at
16.
It's Colorado.
It's Colorado.
What's that question?
I think that they're two different symptoms of the same thing. What do you make of it?
So Colorado.
How does this happen?
So it happens because, same way their offensive rating is so high, because they have two guys that are ranked really, really high. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One, NCAA probably figures they're going to be one of, if not the most played team, meaning they're going to be the team that if Jeff's playing Mark, one of us, they're betting that one of us is going to choose Colorado, whether that's smart or not. Like, they feel like out of every game, out of every 100 games, Colorado will be chosen in 50 of those games. I think that's what they wholeheartedly believe. And so they're not going to put an unranked team that's going to be chosen that many times out there.
Like, you think it's being goosed strictly primarily because, and it is being goosed, 16's absurd.
Without question.
Because people will want to play as them, but if they're not good, it won't be as fun?
No, 100%. That's solely between who their coach is, Deion Sanders, their quarterback, and Travis Hunter. Like, I think, like, they are, one, I mean, as we saw, like, and they draw a number. Like, those early season games, like that Colorado State, this is two unranked teams, or one unranked team, had 10 million people watching at 2 a.m. Like, yeah, they're going to be chosen a lot in this game. They probably have the most celebrities out of any college football team. Like, and they only have to have three, but they have three real celebrities. Yeah. Like, millions of followers between Prime, Shadur, and Travis. And it's probably more guys that I just don't know, but that little kids who play video games know of because of all their YouTube channels and all the well-off media and all the Deion's son, Deion's socials, Shadur's socials, Travis' socials, the YouTube stuff. Like, yeah, so, yeah, we're going to have a team that's going to be chosen in 50% of the games as the number 16 team in the country, whether they deserve it or not.
I hope you're wrong.
Okay.
But I have a suspicion that you're right. But I hope you're wrong because – you know, we were talking about wanting the game to have just enough realism.
Mm-hmm.
That's a realism that's too much for me. And what I mean by that is, like, pub and attention mm-hmm. not really having anything to do with whether you are a good team or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, because I think we feel like certain teams or the SEC or kind of overall gets that.
Yeah.
Like, an unearned amount of kind of credibility or attention.
Yeah.
And, well, damn it, I don't want that in the game. But I suspect there probably is a bottom line-ness to it that it's at least a part of it. I think you're probably right, at least in part.
Yeah, because they are unique in several instances. One, they have a Hall of Famer as their head coach, and not like a Hall of Fame coach, just a Hall of Famer in multiple things, but mostly a Hall of Fame personality in Deion Sanders. And you're not going to not give him, like, because if you don't rank him, he may blast you. He may talk bad about your game. I know, like, for real. Game. Yeah, it's like, what do you mean the Buffs aren't ranked in the top 25? Like, we're going to be blah, blah, blah. And you can't lose in this instance. You put Colorado at 16, and whether they go 10-2 or 2-10, you can't lose because people are going to be talking, how in the hell does EA rank Colorado at 16 preseason, and they go out and go 2-10 or 4-8 or 5-7 or whatever? Or you ranked them at 16 and say they go 9-3 and you were ahead of the curve. You looked like the geniuses. So, like, that's, I mean, and part of whether we want to admit it or not, that's part of this thing that we live in now.
Okay, so I do like that.
Okay, yeah.
I do like the idea of, like, well, let's overrate them, and then if everyone beats their asses, it's fun.
Yeah, there's that too. Or if they overachieve, we look like the geniuses.
Yeah.
I think it's a – you can't lose by putting them at 16. You can lose by not having them ranked. You can't lose by putting them at 16. Because it's not too high. It's not like top 10 where people be overly outrageous, but it's not unranked where people would be overly outrageous. It's 16.
The other thing that I was thinking is, you know, I think it's very difficult for the game, for any video game, to have to be able to incorporate the subjective parts of a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
like even thinking about like Pat Kelsey in the press conference yesterday, with him talking about the importance of like the guys just going on a trip together.
Yeah.
You know, so that they have learned they know each other and all that sort of like that part, the subjective part, the relational part, like there's no video game element of that.
Mm-mm.
And I think EA struggles with, just like anybody else in a sports game, the idea of, like there are bad teams with lots of good players on
them. Yeah.
You know, like they're the definition of an underachieving team. Like, you had good players, you should have been better than you are. But I think when you have a video game and you're sort of trying to come up with how you're going to rate this, how do you do that? You really just kind of total up the players. And if you're a place like Colorado where you have like a couple of guys who are out of this world, how do you represent, like, your formula is going to spit out, this is one of the best teams because all they do is total it up.
Absolutely. And if you're bringing in, especially, it's really hard too, because what you're saying is basically like you can't calculate chemistry. Like, that's, yes, like you can't,
that's right,
for a video game, there is no, that's why in real life, when you put Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Kevin Durant together, it doesn't work. Because
2K,
it's going to work every time. Yeah, you're going to have one of the best teams in the game.
Yep.
Right? You put Devin Booker, Brad Beal, and Kevin Durant together on 2K, you're going to have one of the highest rated teams. But in real life, these guys get beat in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, so like you can't calculate chemistry for a game. But on the pro level, it's one thing. College is totally different, especially with teams like Colorado or even Louisville to a certain extent, because you're dealing with 30, 40 transfers. Like so in Madden, I at least know what, let's call it, the Chiefs look like. I've seen Patrick Mahomes for 7-8 years at the Chiefs and the core of the Chiefs together for years.
Yeah.
Right? I've seen Colorado together for 30 seconds. Like literally 30. Like, I don't know what they look like together, but they're pulling this guy that was a 1,000-yard receiver and this guy that was a 2-year starter. So he should be good. That guy should be good. These guys should be good. And then Travis and Shadur looked good. Like, they were good last year. The team was awful, but they were good. So this has to be a good team on the game. But in reality, these guys, especially coming from different schools and transferring in and all this stuff, could still be awful. The team could still be awful. But if I'm putting together just a ranking for a game, it's really, really good. So it's hard to, like I said.
No, I was gonna say, like, what you're like, because you know they had, in the past you've had customizable schedules. Like, I'm definitely waiting to beat the brakes off Colorado if I'm doing a dynasty mode too. So like having that 16 can also boost your, you know, strength of schedule when you're trying to, whatever that means anymore. But it's like, hey, if I'm have a dynasty, because I never play the FCS teams, I always change those games out because I don't want to eat cupcakes. So I was like, yeah, why not like put Colorado on your schedule and then just beat the hell out of Shador and Travis and everyone else.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, outside of Kentucky, like, who is, what's your beat the hell out of list? Did you have some, like, are you gonna
Georgia?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, going for the top dog. Yeah, gotta go.
I respect that
because it's not realistic at all.
Sure, right.
So, like I said, I'm playing the game to escape reality, and if I could go in and beat Georgia by 4 touchdowns, let me go do it. Because guess what? It ain't happening in real life by nobody.
Like, it's nobody. Right. That's not a Louisville thing. That's a Georgia thing, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you are using, like, Kennesaw State, where it's, like, an in-state matchup, technically. Because I always, when I did the dynasties back in the day, it was, like, Eastern Michigan I had once. And I was like, we're going to go to the Big House. I'm just going to beat the hell out of them because it's super unrealistic. And then I had, like, a Troy dynasty. He's like, let's go to Brian Denny. Let's go to Jordan Hare. And let's just beat the hell out of Alabama and Auburn with these teams. So, like, those in-state kind of smaller schools, using them and then beating the big boys in the state.
Yeah, beating Georgia is a big one just because they're just so good in real life. And it's not – I don't have – and I actually, like, really like Kirby Smart. Then going to beat Clemson because I don't care for Dabo. So, like, beating the hell out of him is always fun, you know, laughing at Dabo. And then Kentucky. I got to beat them too. Like, I just got to make sure I handle business. Since we haven't done it in real life for a while, got to go – and handle business against them too.
Yeah, I hate Greg Schiano, so I will always.
Where does that come from?
He coached the Bucks.
He did,
and was horrible.
He was bad.
And I got 2006, like all of it together. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I hated him, and I kind of got multiplied to another level. So I will usually mix Rutgers in there and just tar them if I can.
Will he ever get it back to what it once was at Rutgers? That you think?
No. No.
What was that? Why were they so good? For like, yeah.
He did a marginal job getting some Pennsylvania and New Jersey guys to sort of stay home. I mean, look, there's no denying, like, for a short period of time, like, they put a bunch of dudes in the league.
They did. That's why I was like, what was that about?
Yeah. In the Big East, look, I think Charlie proved that too. Like, if you recruit up a degree, you're doing great in the old Big East. Like, there's no one that's going to be that far away from you or ahead of you at all. And that's all they did. I mean, hell, UConn made the freaking Fiesta Bowl at 7-5 1 year.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that did happen. But now he's in the Big Ten.
I don't care.
And now, but I'm saying, like, those days are over. Those days are over.
Texas said, Cincinnati, I want to beat that boon ass. I saw, by the way, Cincinnati is rough for Scott. Dante Corleone out. Now he was all Big 12 nose tackle for them. They discovered blood clots in his lungs.
Didn't see that.
So he's out this year. Hope for a full recovery for that guy. That's some serious steel. Blood clots anywhere, big deal. I remember Tommy Frazier derailed him when I was young. That's bad news there. Going to go beat up on UK with Western since they're too scared to schedule them.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're speaking Jeff's language.
That's sounds right. Good to me.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't offer that up.
I mean, hey, that's too easy because we would do that in real life. You know what I mean? Like, it was like I got to do stuff that's unrealistic.
You said you want this game to be realistic, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I remember the Andrew Jackson. They're supposed to be SEC. Like, little quote. That was like a meme before memes were the thing. Yeah.
Did you know? Because I feel like I knew. Like, it's when that happened, I was like, oh, that's going to live forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That'll be a thing.
It was a meme.
And it is.
Or GIF, whatever, before those were
on
even
the show,
things.
It's GIF.
GIF. Okay. Yeah. GIF. I'm a GIF person too.
Good.
So yeah, like they're supposed to be SEC. Yeah, I can hear that in my brain right now. Can see it, and that was awesome. It's an awesome day.
Oh, and for as fun and as funny as that was, the GIF of Morgan Newton trying to drop back to pass and just sort of falling down like an old man is much funnier to me. Much fun.
Exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that was a good
both
one.
Satisfying, though.
Yes. Yes, they were. Ah, it was awesome. The days.
81-50-93-9. That's the number. Texture wants to know, if this game's as big as everyone thinks it's going to be, and it is.
It is.
Do you think they'll remake the college basketball game as well? I need that in my life. And the answer to that, I think, is no.
Why's that?
Because there's 300-and-something Division I teams.
This is true.
And I think if they could somehow, look, maybe in a couple of years, if there's some sort of shift, and there are just few, there are fewer teams, then if you could just make a Power Four league or a Power Five league with the Big East in it, maybe. But even then, you're going to be missing out on
it's the tournament, like the tournament style.
That's
stuff.
That's the thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just have a hard time believing that they're going to go through the trouble of actually making like Morgan State and Cleveland State and that that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Would I love a game where I could build Bellarmine up? Yeah, that'd be fun. I would hope. I know one of the original problems with any of the college basketball games that they did make, and there weren't tons of them, is on the football game. Remember, they had to put up the facade that this was not specific players.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, they just
had
the
numbers. Guys would randomly have dreadlocks.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? And it used to be a funny thing.
White dudes were black. Black dudes were white on some cases.
Players would get the game.
I think Jeffries was white in one of the games is what like he's pissed about to this day.
Yeah, like the players would get the game and they'd be like, what the hell? You know, they gave me dreads. On. You know, like that sort of thing. It was always harder to keep plausible deniability about what you're trying to do with which players course with basketball because they don't wear helmets and, like it's harder. Maybe it's easier now that all this sort of stuff is out in the open. It just seems like it would be three times bigger
exactly
than the football game for basketball,
and so that means three times the payout too, because that's a factor in this too, because everybody that opted into this game got some form of payment. and it wasn't all equal. Yeah. Like some guys, like the guys on the cover athletes got more, like Quinn Ewers, Travis, certain guys got more. But, and so the same rules would apply for basketball. And there's a lot more high-level basketball players or basketball guys willing to negotiate because, one, a lot of them are going to be one and done, and two, a lot of them are just more high-profile than football players.
Yeah.
Like Cooper Flagg and those guys going to Rutgers and some of these dudes, like they could command big, big numbers as opposed to most of the guys on the football. So, yeah, no, you're absolutely right about it. The amount of schools, the basketball players, the payouts, all that stuff. Is the juice worth the squeeze in that instance? Because say if you sell a million copies, but you got to pay out a gazillion dollars because there's so many schools, so many players, etc.,
there's fewer players because there's only 15 on a basketball team, even with 300 something schools, it's still, I think, less than what you do with like football. Maybe it's about the same. I'm trying to think the math real quick on that, but either way, it's still necessarily going to work. I don't know.
I don't think the players' part is that big of a deal. I think what the challenge really would be is like, how much time and effort do you really want to spend? Like, if you're going to buy this game, you want the Yum Center to look like the friggin' Yum Center. Mm. And Cameron Indoor to look like Cameron Indoor and all that sort of thing. But do you give a damn what Winthrop's gym looks like? No. Or Middle Tennessee's? Or Sam Houston State? Or Houston Baptist? Mm. Or Oral Roberts? No.
I wouldn't even be able to tell the difference. Exactly. Those fans would.
Like, their fans would.
They would.
And, like, that's a lot to invest to have Morgan State in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or Akron.
Yeah. Maryland Eastern Shore.
Because
UMBC.
And the thing is, like you said, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right.
Yeah.
Because there are a group of people that are fans or alumni of that school. And so if they're going to play with their school or build their dynasty with their school and play in those gyms, they want it to look like they want the effort that you put into the football game. And is it worth putting the effort into that versus what you did for the football game? I get it. I agree with you. I don't know if that's going
to happen. That game would sell like hotcakes here.
It would.
Don't get me wrong. It would. It would, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I think there's a lot to it. Texture does remind us, though, that we were laughing about the ratings in Colorado at 16 and all that sort of thing. The nice thing about games is, like, they're not static like they used to be. You know, like, the ratings and
– they can update.
Yeah, they're going to update these things. And so it will have a chance to sort of correspond to reality. Another texture, by the way, sent in some pictures from the trip to Notre Dame. It looks like a church you would see in Italy.
Wow.
You know, like just incredible, some of the scenery. And he's absolutely right. This was a hypothetical thrown at us, and we invited these. The texture wants to know this. Theoretically, would you accept starting to lose – to Kentucky and have like a worse baseball program than Kentucky if it meant that you beat them in basketball and football regularly? Basically, it's like, are you willing to sacrifice baseball? So I'm going to say no.
You're saying no?
No, because I don't think you have to.
You don't have to. That's true. That part is true. But if you're just telling me choose one, the answer is yes.
I'm with Jeff.
It's a yes. Now, you don't have to, though. This is the thing. You're right. But if we're just doing this hypothetical thing, I got to say yes, man. Like, absolutely. Especially the basketball one. Because for a while, even though they are our rival.
The yeses are, like, rolling into the
top. Oh, yeah, line, yeah.
Like the national debt clock.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's really hell,
sorry,
yes.
Sorry, Dan.
Like, yeah,
change the channel.
Yeah, it's like hell, we're losing already anyway, so you might as well. Like, let me just be honest. Like,
so funny.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, you know, we missed tournament 3 out of 4 years. If, like, that has to keep going, but we can beat them in basketball now.
I can envision people and fans, like, the Seinfeld meme where he's like, oh, that's a shame, you know, and he's still on popcorn.
Yeah,
right now. Like, oh, lost him in baseball.
Right. No, I got it. Like, the answer is absolutely. And
you guys, are you trying to say, like, your moral compass is set to win? Is that what we're saying?
Absolutely, 100%.
I mean,
especially against Kentucky.
Yeah, like, I lose sleep or I get pissed off at, you know, football and basketball losing. I mean, baseball, I used to care a lot more. I still do care, but not as much as when I was younger. Like, if we lose to Kentucky in baseball, it's like, okay, whatever. It's a one game middle of the week. But, like, football and basketball, I will be infuriated if we lose those games going forward.
I'm laughing because it's true, which, Spencer, your mindset is, it's absolutely 100% right. And I will have to say, you know, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but with Cal at Kentucky for a while now, hasn't always felt like a rivalry. Like, when you lose 13 out of 16 times,
Like, it's almost like even with some of our really, really good teams, like, that was just a loss you had to put on the schedule. And that, it, like, to reverse that or get rid of that completely, sign me up for that all day. Like, all day. And the football losses, that just can't keep happening. Like, that's going to stop. Like, I have 100%.
Like, less of your pride and identity are wrapped up in baseball. Is that what we're saying here?
Come on, man. It's not.
Yeah, it's not really sugarcoat close.
Sugarcoat. Like, we had text. We had 100. We had, like, the 100 emoji. Yes. And then F baseball. Which, not really. But no. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand. Hypothetical to throw out at people, how far down the roster of sports before you're like, throw that one overboard, man. We got to get back on the right side of football and men's basketball.
They can win us. They can beat us in cross country.
Yeah.
Lacrosse,
yeah.
No, they could definitely have that. They got most sports.
Yeah. I don't think I'm willing to go there.
What'd you say? Field hockey?
I was like, field hockey, I don't pay attention to at all, if I'm being honest.
They can have everything. I'm just being honest. I'm being 100% transparent. They can have everything except for women's basketball, women's and men's basketball, football, and volleyball. They can have pretty much everything else. Like, if I can beat them in those four consistently every year, you can have everything else. Literally. And it's no disrespect to the other guys, guys and gals.
You wouldn't sacrifice, like, one game every once in a while?
Nah. If I can win those every year, you could have everything else.
No, I don't ever want to feel like we're always going to lose anything.
No, I mean, this is why it's a hypothetical. If we're just doing the hypotheticals, this isn't real. And our guys and gals, they're going to compete and go out and win these games. But if you're just telling me give me those four, you can have everything else.
Like, Mark, was last time you had someone come up to you and was like, UK, like UK fans, like, we own you in softball. And I don't even know if that's true, but would that affect your day if someone just starts showing you that?
It might be true. Maybe very well maybe true.
The nice thing is, I think we're heading towards the women's basketball side being a lot higher stakes.
Ooh, it's going to be.
Right?
Kenny Brooks is a beast.
Like that. Oh, so that will be interesting.
No, it's like, because right now, we own them in women's basketball.
Yeah.
But we're going to take more losses in that thing now. Because
we don't have to.
We don't have to.
We don't have to. Yeah.
We don't have to. Hold on. Yeah, let me rewind. Yeah, let me rewind. Hold on. It's going to be, like you said, the stakes are higher. I like that verbiage.
It'll be a higher profile game.
No, it's going to be a higher profile game with real March Madness implications, real seeding implications, real recruiting implications. Because, you know, for a while, Walls was just recruiting at a different level than – you know, Kyra LZ or whoever was down at UK. That may not be the case now. Like Brooks is a beast. Like, he's really the real deal.
Jeff thinks a lot of him.
Yeah, no, he's the real deal. Like, I mean, we had trouble with them at Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
And now he's at Kentucky. So, he's the real deal. And everything, all the stakes are – the ante has been upped. And so, that's going to be, like – And I think they're going to hold, they're just going to hold their end of the bargain in this game. And it's going to be very, very intense and very, very, high stakes moving forward.
And Georgia Amore is one of the best point guards in not just the ACC, but the country last year. And I'm glad Liz Kittley finally graduated. She's with the Aces, recovering from her ACL tear. But, Georgia Amore is, one of the best players, I saw last year. I hate that she's at Kentucky because, man, she cooked Louisville last year.
Yeah, she's a beast, and their recruiting class is stellar, and he's going to continue to churn out really, really talented young ladies down there. So, it's going to be a real deal.
I can't wait till these coaches run into you guys from these other sports. They're like, what the hell is with selling us down the river like this, man?
I promise you it's not that. Like, they pitched the hypothetical, and I got to be honest. But as long as in reality you don't lose every game, we all good. It's all love, baby. It's all love.
I do want to remind you guys very quick before we take a break here about our friends at the Fitness Market. They've got the saunas starting at $17.99. And, look, they're so good, Mark Lieberman basically breaks into Drew's house to use it. Like, that's how good it is. And you really can't beat just getting in the sauna for a bit. Like, it's awesome. But, they will help you assemble your home gym. They'll help you design it. They've done it for Drew. And they've done it for bigger places like Spalding or Trinity. Bellarmine, I know. They worked with Scott D on that sort of thing. And I've had a rower from them now for 5 years, and it's the best thing that ever happened to me. So you can check them out at their superstore at the corner of Plantside Drive and Waterson Trail. Or, as always, of course, you can get online at thefitnessmarket.com. Check out everything they've got to offer there. They will take a good care of you. Let's do something gas bag.
Let's do it.
So that means, folks, we need a couple of you to get in here, get on hold so that we can hit the ground running right when we come back here and see what kinds of nonsensical things are stuck in our heads and how quickly we can recall them. So give us a call here, 8150-939. We'll do Stump the Gas Bag on the other side here on The Drive on I-10 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
You're listening to The Drive, presented by Fitness Market, right here on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Ennis and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back into The Drive here on 93.9 The Ville. Mark Ennis, Jeff Lightsey Jr. here. Spencer, how are we doing?
We actually got two guys to call in.
Uh-oh. Then let's do this. Let's not wait. Waste another minute here. It's time for something to cast back.
Our guys know a lot about sports.
Clay Travis is still a dumbass.
There is porn on the television here.
I love a giant turkey leg.
I saw Louisville's offensive line get stoned.
But we want to level the playing field. Give their brains a real test.
Let us play this game for a pipe.
How has that baby not made her hotter?
And we want you to get involved.
Curse my balls.
So here's your shot. Can you stump the gas bag?
I don't know. This bothers me. I don't know why. I've listened to that a million times, but I don't know what was happening that I said giant turkey leg like that. Like it was like a phone sex operator. Like, I don't know why I said it like that, but I regret it. But we have to keep it in there now.
It's there. Yeah. Yeah, it's part of the.
Right, who's up first?
Okay, that was before me. So like that's a Patty. I see. May remember the context there. But first up is a guy I haven't heard in a while, but used to call him all the time. Chandler. How's it going, man?
All right, Chandler.
How you doing, fellas?
All right, buddy. You want to take on me or Lightsey?
I would like to take on Buzz Lightyear.
All right. That's you, I think.
Oh, man. Okay.
Hey, is that the first time that's been your nickname before, Jeff?
First, yes.
All right.
Never heard that before.
Anyway,
I've never heard Chandler Bing before ever in my life.
I believe it. Oh, boy.
That was a lot.
Anyway, 40 years ago, Conan the Destroyer was released. Which NBA Hall of Famer plays the fierce warrior Bambaataa in the film?
You want to try that again?
Go ahead, Chandler.
Is it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
It was not Kareem.
Conan the
Can I hear it again?
Yeah,
In Conan the Destroyer, which Hall of Famer from the NBA played the fierce warrior Bambaataa?
You said it came out 40 years ago?
Yes,
sir. Yeah, I remember this.
Okay. We're talking like...
I do remember this.
Talking like 80s? Yeah, I have the fear. I have no clue who this is. I'll just guess gas bag. What? Patrick Ewing?
It's not Ewing.
It's Wilt Chamberlain.
It was Wilt.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's from the Phil Baker card set that he brought to the office.
That's great.
Yeah, and I just, coincidentally, it was 40 years ago the movie came out, so that's why I asked him. Anyway, let's go to pop culture here. Kathy Bates turns 76 today. She's been nominated for an Oscar 4 times, winning just once. What film did she win Best Actress for? It was also the first time that she received a nomination.
Disgusting.
Go ahead, Chandler.
Misery.
Was Misery.
Yeah, there we go, Chandler. There we go.
Do you know what the other nominations were for?
The other nominations, I didn't recognize any of the films myself.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go. I'm sorry, Jeff. I've just been the hockey playoffs going on. I have a lot of hockey questions. I know
okay. You're
not a hockey guy.
Why are you apologizing to Jeff for that, Spencer?
Because everyone's just going for Jeff. Like it's like Brad Hundley Hatfield in the post.
I got you.
Anyway, Nathan MacKinnon won his first Hart Trophy last night. Wayne Gretzky holds the record for most in a career. How many did he win?
Gas bag.
Go ahead.
Is it 9?
It actually is 9.
Yeah, I knew
what?
That.
Oh,
I actually knew
that. No. Yeah.
Sudden death.
Man, I even apologize for everything. And Jeff's apparently a hockey savant.
Half court heave from Jeff. Actually, all right.
Weird enough, I actually knew that one.
I was banking on a loss there, and so then I could just take it with a one-win win.
I feel like I have a whiplash. Like I didn't see that coming at all. It's on me, I guess.
It's on me, too.
Facts. Just right.
Hey, super sudden death.
Sudden death. Let's go. The late Pat Morita was born on this day in 1932. While obviously best known for his role as Mr. Miyagi in Karate Kid, he had a recurring role as the owner of Arnold's Drive-In on this popular sitcom. Name it.
Yes,
go ahead, Chandler.
Happy Days.
Happy Days. Let's go, Chandler.
There you go. Happy Days, yeah.
There you go.
All right, Chandler, congratulations. Hang in there when I'm done with the rest of the contestants. We'll get to
not
you.
Not a big Happy Days guy, Jeff?
Not at all.
not at all. All right, who's next?
Next up, we have Tyler. Tyler, how's it going, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you all?
Doing awesome. Good, great. You want to take on Mark or Jeff?
Let me go with Jeff.
All right, everyone's
I like it. This is my favorite. I love when I get to just be this peanut gallery.
Yeah. All right, Bronny James, I had to ask one, is slated to be the first player to play in a game with his father. Who was the first NBA player to have his dad coach him in an NBA game?
The guy I'm thinking is way too recent. It's way too recent. There's no way this. I'm going to just go for it. Gas back.
Go ahead.
I'll say Austin Rivers. Doc Rivers?
It is Austin Rivers.
Yeah.
Austin
Rivers.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Austin was the first one.
I was like, there's no way he was first, right?
Yeah, that's not the first like father-son to both make it.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Coach the so, other. Exactly. Yeah. So, but I was assuming one of the ones before had coached him, but I guess not. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the first son to play for his dad in the NBA. Yeah, I know. It's way too recent, you bet. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way, right? I was psyching myself out. I'm like,
all right. On this day in 1986, this pop duo played their last concert ever at Wembley Stadium. Both members were only 23 at the time that this duo disbanded. Name them.
You said 83?
86.
86.
They were 23.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Duo?
Jeez,
I have no clue.
I'll
try one. Gas bag. I'll try it.
Go ahead.
What? Milli Vanilli.
It's not Milli Vanilli.
This is a guess.
It's not the worst guess in the world.
Yeah, I was just trying to go for duos. I
can't even. Honestly, have nothing. I can't even think of a duo from 86. I was born in 86. I have
no clue. Just throw on the tap.
All right, are we going? Is it Wham?
It was Wham.
Oh, yes.
I did not realize they were 23 when they disbanded it, and they never put another song out.
They were young.
I know. Anyway, so Jeff's up 1-0. Tyler, this is sudden death for you. But Jeff, obviously, you get it right. It's over. What team did father and son duo Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. play for? Go ahead. Tyler had it first.
Seattle Mariners.
Yep. When they were getting the first pair to play in a game together. All right.
Well done.
To sudden death we go.
Again, let's do it.
Let's go. June 27th, 2000, Nelly released his debut album. Name this album featuring hits.
Gas bag.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Country Grammar.
It is Country Grammar.
Nicely played. Yeah.
Went more into my lane over there. That was for the hockey question.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Thanks, thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate everything you all do, man. Always listening.
Thank you. Hey,
appreciate it.
Thank you very much for saying that. That was very nice of you. Well done on that, Jeff. Impressive.
Hey, let's do it.
All right. One more? No, it's a sudden death.
No, do we have time for one?
No, not another caller. Okay. You're fading out, Mark. I don't know if you're away from the mic or what.
Do we have any more questions?
We have more questions, yes.
All right, let's
do it. You just kind of fade away to the oblivion.
Sorry.
Okay. In hockey, who is the Vezina Trophy awarded to?
You're right, Spencer. Like, get out of here.
Next.
It is
what
best,
is it? What's
yeah,
the
what, yeah, what is
it's
it?
It's best goalie.
I was going to... That was, like, literally the only answer I feel like it could have been. But, yeah, there was no chance.
Did you just... Was that, like, you just wanted to mock us or what?
Yes. I felt bad having just one hockey-related question. That if someone challenged Mark, I was going to ask that question.
That's fair.
Yeah. What draft pick became the first player to have attended Donda Academy?
Ooh, gas bag. Oh,
go ahead, Jeff.
Was it? It was Rob Dillingham.
It was Rob Dillingham.
Yeah.
And then the school shut down because of obvious reasons.
I like that. That was a good one.
Now, what happened, Spencer? Lay it out for us.
Yeah, some guy named Kanye West was the founder of the school, and he went on some anti.
I think that says it all.
Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, you just stop there.
Yeah. You got it right there.
All right. And then lastly, June 27th, 1983, Bananarama released their lead single off their self-titled album. This song was a moderate success in the U.S., but saw its popularity explode after being used in The Karate Kid. Name it.
That's Cruel Summer.
Yep, Cruel Summer.
There you go, Mark.
You know the song.
Yeah, it's a great song. And it's not the Taylor Swift song, so just for the younger audience out there.
And it is in my memory, like linked with Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. Mm-hmm.
That was the first, I'm going to date myself here, like big time. You'll never believe this, Jeff, but there was a time where you used to go to like Blockbuster Video or whatever, and you would rent the VCR and cassettes.
Okay, so yeah, that's wild. Yeah, the VCR itself.
Yeah, and
that's before
we
my
did
time.
That when I was very young, and the first one we ever rented was Karate Kid.
Yeah, I remember we rented VC like the tapes. Yeah, never had to rent the actual console, like the VCR console.
And it would come it was hilarious. They were enormous, right? So they were like it was like a suitcase.
I can believe it.
Oh, it was wild. You were desperate.
I didn't know that. Like, I was the first. Like, somebody told me one time that you could get movies from Kroger. Like, you could rent movies.
Everybody had them.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I got it. Or was it movies? It was something else. But it was something I was like, I never heard of that before. Like, it might have been outside of, like, the Red Box. Like, you know, the Red Box came later.
Inside,
but, like,
yeah. Because it would just be, like, whatever you can do to get people to come inside.
Yeah. That's wild. That's wild.
I don't think I ever rented anything from the grocery store.
Yeah, that's pretty out of control. They literally had video stores for that. Go to a specialty and go do that. But I miss the nostalgic days of going to a Blockbuster and asking for candy, being told to put it up. We're here for
yes,
this movie.
Standing by the front door waiting for someone to return something. Yeah. Like, it's due by 7. And
yeah.
That's the one you want. And just wait.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it.
Hawkeye, yes. Everybody. Spencer, if they drop it in the
no
box.
No clue what we're talking about.
No, I have vague memories. But I was like 6 or 7.
You've read about it?
Yeah.
I remember going to like Blockbuster or Family Video. And like, not the VHS portion, but I do remember VHSs, but not renting a VCR with the VHS. Because I think DVDs were around then.
Specialty movies like had like I remember Rugrats had like orange
tapes. Yes,
like
I remember that
VCR
one.
Tapes. Like, yeah.
And Monsters Inc. was blue.
Yeah, it would have specialty ones. It was cool, man.
And then like you get some movies like Titanic that has 2 VHS tapes for it because it's a long ass movie.
They would fine you if you didn't return it.
They would.
Rewound.
Yeah.
We had a rewinder.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a car. Like it popped up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And rewind it because your regular VCR, they'd be like, take it easy on the wear and tear. And
so there was an episode of some.
Rewinder.
Yeah.
There was some sitcom. I want to say it was like Wings, which is a very obscure show that I watched.
No, I remember and my parents loved Wings.
And there was an episode where they they thought they rewound the DVD or VHS tape. But like someone had watched the movie after them and not rewound it, so they got charged the fee for not rewinding the movie.
Yeah, be kind, rewind. It was the sticker
was
on there.
Yeah, that was a thing.
We've come so far.
Yes, we have. Yes, we can literally just pull up apps.
I'm not romantic about any of it. It sucked.
You don't want to go back. Yeah, no. It's way easier now. It's just like I remember. I was describing to my 9-year-old nephew that like. because I was telling him about how we were growing up. He was asking, like, how, because, you know, obviously his mom is my sister. And he's like, yeah, what was it like growing up, you know, my mom and stuff.
Well, first of all, your mom is terrible.
anyway, she bullied me.
Yeah, you, me and your mom used to literally fight all the time. No, and I was telling him, I was like, yeah, your mom had her own landline, like her own phone.
Oh,
he's like, what does that mean? He's like, it means like she had a separate line. He's like, y'all had phones in the house? Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like I was like, yeah,
the phone had a house?
Yeah, and it was like, and I'm like, and it had a cord, and your phone had a cord? Like, what are you talking about, right? Like, I could have been speaking Chinese to him. He just had no clue. He's like, hold on, your phone had a cord, and it was in the house, and you couldn't take it with you? I'm like, no. And it sounds crazy saying it now. But
it sounds
like,
crazy.
It does sound crazy.
It does.
Explain it to somebody that's never lived that life and didn't know that life existed.
I like describing it just like that, living a life.
Yeah.
Like living that, having a phone life.
Yeah,
Our phones in the office have cords, FYI.
I know.
For the outsiders. It's like, we have a corded phone that I answer whenever you call
in. It was so funny. And then, like, and now he realizes, like, because at my grandma's house, they still have like the roller phone, like with the
rotary phone. My granny had one of those.
Yeah,
it takes half an hour to call anybody.
Exactly, and it's just honestly like just there for decoration. And so now he notices it. He didn't even know what it was. Yeah. And now he's like, oh, this is what y'all had in your house, like one of these. Like, yeah, bro, this is what it was, like way before you were born.
And I love that for certain people, they're like, did you churn butter too? You know, like, I catch myself saying things to my kids sometimes. Like, a song comes along and they'll be like, they like it. And it's from when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, guys, when I was a kid, like, you couldn't get this song off the radio. And they're like, what does that mean? Because I don't get music from the radio.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, they have no idea what I mean when I say that.
No clue.
I mean, do kids even remember when you had to pay like 99 cents on iTunes to get a song? So, like, that kind of died out, and now it's like Spotify or Apple.
Yeah. Like, no.
The model changed.
Everything.
You used to just hope you could hear a song you liked.
Yeah. Like, you could on the radio and hope it came on.
And then you'd be super pissed off the DJ was talking. You'd be like, shut up. You've already started my song. I hear it. Be quiet.
Now, the funniest thing was when I don't know if you guys have heard the Lenny Williams song. It's like, girl, you know, I love you, and whatever. And in the song's like, like 8 minutes long, right? It's a long song. And in the song, he talks about watching TV till television went off. And I remember the first time I like noticed that. And I
didn't play the national anthem.
Yeah, my dad.
To end the day of TV.
Yes, and then it'd just be like scribble, like. Yeah. And so I remember I was probably about like.
Oh God, I forgot all.
Like
that.
14 when I realized that, and I asked my dad. I was like, TV went off? Like, even I felt like that. I was like,
this is killing me. I totally forgot about this.
He was like, yeah, TV went off. Like, what you mean? Duh, it went off.
Signed off. He played the national anthem. It was like, all right, well, saloon, go home. Pick it up at 8 or whatever.
I forgot. You mean to tell me, like, y'all could cut on the TV and there was nothing playing? Like, real. Like he's like, yeah. So,
yes.
He was like, yeah. It was static. It was nothing. I'm like, what?
That
was the craziest thing I ever heard.
I forgot that.
Yeah, that was the craziest thing I ever heard. when that discovery was made, I was like, TV went off? Like, I just happened to notice the lyric. I would have never known that. It was crazy.
And to think about it, like, everyone at the TV station is just like, let's go home.
Yes, time to go.
Turn the lights off, you know? Like a restaurant closing. Like, everybody wrap it up.
Yeah.
The TV's closing.
The TV Guide channel that no one watches anymore, if they even exist. Oh,
yeah. My granny got TV Guide magazine.
Oh, yeah. Magazine. That's another
I think
thing.
That still technically exists.
Gone
like, just, like, talks about, like, the new shows.
Oh, yeah, like, because the TV Guide channel, though, that was useful. Like, before,
the
obviously,
preview
the guide.
Kind of
yeah,
on, right.
And you'd have to wait, and if you missed your channel to see what was coming on, like, damn it, I gotta wait for it to come back around. Yep. But, yeah, TV went off, and that was crazy to me. Just, like, my mind was blown.
We're doing this, might as well. Texture says, kids gotta look at you sideways when you're like, yeah. We just rode our bikes around all day in the summer and didn't talk to our parents until dinner. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And my kids don't even do that. And I don't know that I would like it if they did.
That was the thing, yeah. Like, there's things.
I almost got bit by an alligator. I was so far from my house when I was in third grade.
You almost were Florida man gets bitten by an alligator.
Yes.
Or Florida kid, I guess, in that time.
Yeah, it's like, funny. My Jeff Hunt and I, we rode our bikes across a railroad bridge.
Yeah, okay.
Over the Hillsborough River and almost got bit by an alligator. Like, almost. My parents, like, they, my mom still doesn't know about that. And I would murder my kids if they did that.
Well, like, I wouldn't let my kids.
They probably do do stuff. I just don't know.
Yeah. Like, I probably wouldn't let, like, I used to ride the TARC everywhere. Like, there's no way. Like, I'm having a son. There's no way he's ever going to know what a TARC is. Like, he's not going to know it. Like, it is just funny to think about that. Like, it's good times.
Well, man. Like, the thing about the movies like The Sandlot, which is a fantastic movie, but it's, like, such a period piece looking back on it. Because, like Lisa, kids don't ride their bikes and just play the sand park, Sandlot for a few hours and then come home at dinner time like you were just laying out. Like, does it happen?
Did you call it a sand park?
I did on accident and then corrected myself to sand lot. I was like,
I guess.
Yeah, I was like, no. Yeah.
He's like, hoping you didn't catch that.
Yeah, sand, that's
sand
why
park, that's like a Timu sand lot.
Timu sand lot. It's like
the, that is funny.
It's the, I downloaded the wrong movie. It's the sand park. And what the hell is this?
8150939. That's the number if you would like to get in here. 38 31 93 9 for the UPS jobs text line if you want to hit us up that way. Texture said, I think George Michael's Sports Machine was the last time I could watch TV, the last thing I could watch before TV went off the air at like 2 a.m. Yeah, there was that, or lots of infomercials that were collections of songs.
Yeah, cassette sets. Yes.
I remember those. Usually at 2 a.m. and it's just...
One of them had Return to Innocence in it by Enya Always. Right?
Definitely remember those.
Texture says, Sand Park is so funny. Let's go to the water play place. Netflix mailed you DVDs. Yes, that was also
a that was a thing. Yeah. Gamefly. One of my friend's buddies in high school had Gamefly that would mail you the game.
I forgot that existed until you said it.
Monthly subscription to get all the new games because he's still a gamer. And he was a big gamer then. So, yeah, Gamefly. That was definitely a thing.
Let's get to Reggie in here before we hit the top of the hour break here. Reggie, welcome into the Drive, bud. What's up?
Oh, man. Y'all going back to memories, man. Riding the TARC. I remember when we used to stay at Kentucky King, used to stay open to midnight, and we missed the last TARC and had to walk back to our neighborhood where we were from.
Definitely done that before.
Right now, summertime, I know exactly what I would be doing. I tell my kids all the time, I would get up, do my chores. I would be out the house by noon at Warner Street Baptist Church. It's about 4:30. And then after that, we would be at Chevy Park. All the parks, the parks would be dead. It'd be nobody over there. Like, back in the day, we used to carry a milk jug in my water jug. It'd be frozen, but the sun would melt the water, and it'd be cool, and we'd be at the park playing ball all day. These kids nowadays, all they want to do is just move these fingers and play the video game. I feel like I'm an Uber for my kids. back in the day, we had to hop on the TARC. We wanted to go to the mall. We wanted to go
absolutely.
To get the butt on that TARC. But yeah, man, y'all bring up some memories, man. I just had to call in and joke with y'all guys, man. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Reggie. Yeah, my mom was notorious of, I can take you there, you got to find your way back.
Okay.
Like, she was one of those. Like, there's no, I'm not doing both. Okay. So you would have to really, like, problem-solving skills, get with your buddies. Okay, look, come to my house. My mom's going to take it to your mom and pick us up. Because his mom was a lot nicer than mine, so she'd pick us up, like, at night, right? Because my mom still thought she had a life, right? Like, I got kids, but I got a life, too. So I'm going to take you there, but, like, you try and come home at, like, 11 o'clock at night, I'm going to be out at 11 o'clock at night. So that was the thing for us. And his mom was a whole lot nicer than us. Shout out to Brashawn Phillips, my best friend to this day. His mom will come pick us up. And, yeah, she was a lot nicer than mine.
I just want everybody to take a second and really you threw your own mother under the bus.
I love my mom. I'm just talking about
in
my
spite
mom.
Of all of that.
Yeah. I love her. Yeah. She knows
maybe
she
the man I am.
I mean,
right?
Yeah. She knows she didn't pick me up. She'd say, you telling the truth. Like, yeah, she'd take me. That's the thing. She would take me, but she just not pick. Like, one, she goes to bed early. So if it's like a week, like she's not. And two, she had a life too. So she's not picking up kids at 11 o'clock at night from the movies, Stony Brook or whatever. So yeah, I can take you there. She got to find a ride back home.
One more hour to go here. Be right back on The Drive when I find it all.